is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Last segment of Davin's Den on the internet and podcast portion of the show and our portion of the show. You guys can do what you want when we're going. I really don't care. Once I turn out the lights, you guys do whatever you want. But this is it for us. So we are going to do some scamming scammers. We are breezing through the scammers as of late. We're getting through a lot of them.
Yeah, there are some not so much longevity with these bad scammers. They don't know what they're doing.
No. All right, here we go.
Always and forever.
All right, so this is a brand new scammer. Now, this takes place in 2022. I was actually at a gig when I came across this one. And, you know, I don't let a little thing like my job get in the way of talking to scammers. So I was at a Mexican restaurant in Jersey, a gig there. So she messaged me on March 29th, 2022. And she said, hello. I did not see it until the next day. But you could see we're getting much closer to now. We're not like 3 years behind anymore.
I know.
So this is March 30, 2022. I go, hi, how are you? She goes, am good, and you? Okay.
Okay.
Am. Well, all right, so this might not be for reals.
What?
Stop. I go, very good, thank you. She goes, you're welcome. Where are you located? I go, at the moment, New Jersey. Where are you located? She goes, oh, really? Came for a visit too in Jersey. Where in Jersey are you? So this is new. They want to be close.
Yeah.
Jersey girl.
I go, are you here now? I said, Highlands. She goes, Tinton Falls. Now, Tinton Falls is not far from Highlands. This is very different. Usually some distance works in their favor.
Sure, because then you couldn't creep up on them.
Right, but this one wants to be close to me, which no real woman would want.
Close to you.
Right. I go, cool. Is that where you are currently? She goes, Red Roof in Tinton Falls, Jersey Shore. How close is it to you? I go, I don't think too far. I will check very close, actually. So I check. It's very close. This is different.
And she's giving you the exact location, the Red Roof Inn, like almost throwing you the key, like in the first sentence.
This is not some distant state or some distant country.
This is really odd.
This is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am interested in this prospect.
Of course you are. She goes, like, how many hours or minutes? I go, 26 minutes.
How many hours or minutes? It's like, what? Okay.
Only asking how long it would take to get to where she is.
Yes.
Right. But I mean, but I just realized, she's pretending that she's traveling and visiting there so she doesn't know the proximity. She's visiting New Jersey, she doesn't know.
How dare you?
Oh, well, I'll tell you how.
I go, 26 minutes. She goes, that's close. So do you want to? I go, do I want to what? Do you want to dance? Really want to dance?
Do you want
to? I want to have some fun. What do I want to do?
I know. Oh.
I don't want to romance. I don't want to dance. I just want
to. Care about this?
What?
Well, do you want to meet me? And you show up at the Red Roof and you go to a room and meanwhile you walk in and there's a guy there and they roll you for your money.
Well, that's what you're thinking, Joe. Joe thinks I'm going to get rolled. What do you think, Pip?
I mean, that was the first thing that ran into my mind.
I think I want to.
You want to? All right.
Want to go. Who was want to go? That was somebody.
I don't know.
She goes, do I want to what? She goes, I'm available for hookup if you're interested.
I live a different kind of life, apparently, but I know that actually in the world there are people who do these things. The idea of even wanting to go to be with somebody sight unseen, even the horniest person on the planet has got to have some trepidation about this, don't they?
Excuse me.
What?
This is Instagram. It's a secure platform. All the security measures have been taken, dear.
I don't want to go into detail, but I've met people recently that don't even seem to take that into account. And would go.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I think we do need a little bit more detail.
I think that you do need to go into detail.
There was a contingent of people last night that was sitting in the bleachers that probably would be game for such a thing. I'm going to leave it at that.
Really? But the thing is, though, if you were at a
Does their nickname start with a vowel?
You know, just to go, like I said, we're going to the gym, but there were some people on the bleachers last night that I think would make a run for the red roof.
It ain't called the wet spot for nothing, sir.
I just, there could be nothing but danger.
No! No, soulmate! Soulmate.
Savage would be sitting in the bleachers.
You know, Pip, I'm very disappointed. Yes, I could be. I'm very disappointed. You know, you always want sexy talk on these segments, and here we're going to have some more than sexy talk, and you're a Debbie O'Downer.
Oh, you know what? My bark is way worse than my bite. There were some interesting things that happened in my youth, but I am not a risk taker.
Go on.
Anymore.
Go on. What? Do tell.
Well, I remember one particular trip to England where I was by myself. There were shenanigans to be had with people I didn't know very
and this
well.
Is way before Instagram. This was done through carrier pigeon.
Yeah, but I met them and I laid eyes on them.
I'll tell you, when Pip got that note from a pigeon, she knew a booty call was afoot.
It was a beautiful pigeon,
I'm sure. She goes, like, how many hours are missed? I go, 26 minutes. She goes, that's close. So do you want to? I go, do I want to what? She goes, I'm available for hookup if you're interested. I go, sure. I am working. Come to my job and I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, like, let me check you out.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not walking up to your room, are you nuts?
Yeah. There could be Joe's Creeps there waiting to roll me.
Yeah. Joe's Creeps. Now they're Joe's Creeps.
And she says, and I quote, what do you think she says?
Come here.
What do you think she says, Joe?
I would say probably head on over.
She says neither. It was actually like poetry. Shakespearean. I was blown away by this. I'm going to fuck you no limit. Pip is flailing.
No limit poker, no limit fucking.
Well, I'm interested.
I go, well, then I'll buy you two drinks.
Sky's the limit.
At least you could do.
Sure, and I give her a big old laughing emoji. So this is completely different. This is not romance. This is sex. But how does this work? Are they going to roll me? How does this work, Joe? Do you know how this works?
Like I said before, I get a funny feeling. They lure you, and it's happened all the time. You see it in the papers all the time. They lure you to the Red Roof Inn. Maybe have a couple of drinks. Why don't we go up to my room? You go up to your room, you close the door, and there's a person there with a blackjack waiting to get your money.
But you're missing something here. We already know this is an African. We already know where I gave them the town first, and they came in with a town that's fairly close to me. So that in reality, it's not very likely there's anybody in a Red Roof Inn for me.
What they could do is if you do want to meet, maybe they'll put it off. But the thing about it is, look, you could practically open a window and wave to this person. So with that in mind, they're taking a big chance on you going there or going there when you're and finding out what's going on. I mean, as Pip said in the beginning of the segment, they always had the benefit of distance. You know, I mean, the last one they did, they were, you know, almost in the same state, but this, they're in almost in the same town. So it's very interesting where they're going. Maybe they're from God, but maybe there's somebody here. Maybe there's a plant. A woman that is here in the States that are working with him, and there's some guy in a room waiting to roll.
But they'd have to be close to the town that I just named. How do you think this is going to play out, Pip?
Is there a huge Ghanaian
we don't know they're from
demographic
Ghana.
In Tintin Falls?
There could be. We don't know they're from Ghana.
I don't know how this is going to play out. I'm confused.
She goes, I'm in the hotel room if you want to.
Whoa.
Okay.
I go, you don't want to meet you. I go, you don't want to meet here first. She goes, yeah. How many hours did you want to pay for?
Oh.
Are we starting to see the red light, kids?
I'm seeing the meter.
Yeah.
All right. Starting to see. So, Joe, you still think I got to go there?
Yeah.
What do
you
think?
I get a funny feeling you got to go there. Maybe they're working a conjunction. I mean, you know, it might be in Ghana, but it might be a syndicate where there are hookers here, you know, and once they get you in that room, it's going to be a problem.
No, I think you have to pay up front and then go meet her.
She goes, how many hours did you want to pay? I go, oh, this is a money thing. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
How many hours can you last?
That's your only question.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to stop you for a second. Pitt brought up a very good point where you have to pay up first. So you can be in Ghana. You pay up first. Let's say he wants $300, you know, to have a good time. And like, all right, here's my money. Here's my information. And you go to the Red Roof Inn, and you go to room 115. Ain't nobody there, you know?
It does seem logical. That does it. Yeah, I think what Pip said is a lot more logical. Because, Joe, what you said,
I kind of side with Pip now on that, Dev. I think that makes more sense.
That's the way I did it. Oh.
Or, do it, dear. Do it.
Yeah.
She goes, LOL, depends on long you can. I'm going to fuck you no limit.
I'm on my way.
I go, what's the freakiest thing you do? She goes, my services include 69, sex with condoms and without condoms, anal, sex, escorts, deep tongue kissing, blowjob, etc.
I thought you said...
You know, I like the way she says all that stuff, and right in the middle she says sex. Yeah, I get a funny feeling that's pretty much what's going on.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you said, my cervixes include. And I was like,
well, they do.
What? They do.
I would have been, how about much with a horse? For a paddock bear? Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would say a yak if I was going to go that route. But
yeah, but how much for the horse is good?
So I go, so the normal stuff.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, so when do you want to? I go, which of your services do you enjoy most?
Well, that's very nice of you.
I'm a very considerate John.
I mean, if you're going to pay somebody for any freaky thing that comes in your mind,
hey,
and you're concerned
with her
pleasure.
Right.
Just because I watch Joe do a podcast in the bleachers does not mean I'm not a gentleman.
Yeah. Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Exactly. and we've been getting fucked in this business every day.
Oh, and enjoying it.
She goes, blowjob, and you? I go, I think all guys like that, LOL. What do you enjoy most about it? She goes, it makes me feel good.
Huh. Wait.
Does it? For a girl, Pip? As somebody who's probably given a few more blowjobs than Joe and I, does it make you feel good? Is it your emotional support cock?
I cradle it at night for the oxytocin.
Play with the balls. Play with the balls.
What a lovely veins you have, my dear. No, you know, if this was like the whole list, I don't think it would be the thing I would pick for me to feel the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, some women, that's their thing. But it's like, it's not touching, like...
It makes me think this could be a dude.
Because he's thinking about his own blowjob, but I'm like, I don't have a pleasure center in that little thing that hangs in the back of my throat. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So, you know, that's not the nerves that I want touching. But, I mean, yeah, there's pleasure in it, but it's like, that wouldn't be the first thing on my list, if you're asking.
She goes, blowjob, and you? I go, I think all guys like that. Ella, what do you enjoy most about? She goes, makes me feel good. I go, really? You must be a very kind person.
Yeah, really?
She goes, so when do you wanna?
Wow.
I go, come to my job, I'll buy you a drink, and if we like each other, then we will go to the Red Roof. You never told me how much. She goes, I charge per hour $100. I go, that seems fair. I usually charge $200. What?
A couple of pros throwing around rates.
Talking shop. Hey, Joe, how much you get for that gig? Oh, they gave you $250. You really? They gave me $3. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Talking shop.
Talking shop.
Can I Venmo you the money?
Slow down. I go, that seems fair. I usually charge $200. She goes, seems you're playing games with me. I go, not at all. Come to Chilongo's, that's the name of the place, in Highlands, and see for yourself. She can come.
Yeah. I mean, if you're literally there, come and see me. I'm right here.
She goes, that's not a problem. I go, great, I'm here now.
Yeah.
She goes, but I'm out of cash, so I won't be able to. I go, I'll pay your Uber.
Cool.
This is kind of like what Joe was explaining on the wet spot. Like, they have a plan, and I just find different ways.
Absolutely.
To ruin it. I'm the ruiner.
Yeah. You are the double dog dare ya. The ruiner.
She goes, I'll pay your Uber. She goes, okay, I have a Cash App. How much did you want to send me? I go, come here and I'll pay for 10 hours. That's $1,000.
Yeah.
I was not getting $1,000 for the gig at Chilongo's.
Wait, you what? This is the man who ate baloney for a week to make sure that the gig paid enough. So, that would be really out of your normal parameters.
She goes, you disappear. Why? I go, I told you, I'm working. I must have had to go get on stage. She goes, okay, I'm going to send my cash tag now. Send me the Uber money, $50. I go, I'll pay him when he arrives. I'll wait outside for you.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm not sending you money.
See, now this is the problem with this plan.
Yeah.
With being close.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're counting on is I'm one of the bleacher boys. But I guess I can't be in that. I'd have to be really horned up to just fall for this.
And just go, yeah, here's the money. I'll wait outside for you to show up.
Yeah, of course, because basically she's, you know, she's going to say, well, it's going to be 100, let's say for 2 hours. It's $200, you know, well, I need the payment now. And then you do the $200.
Well,
$200, the payment goes through, or a gift card or whatever, and then you head over there and there ain't nobody there.
How many drinks have you bought? Expensive drinks. Out. Hoping that there'll be a payoff at the end of the night.
Still waiting for the wife to pay off.
Wow, so, she could drink a lot, huh?
What Damon is saying is not really unusual. It's like, you know, it's like with anybody. It's like, hey, when I get there, all right, you know, let's have a couple of cocktails. Come on over, we'll hang out. You know, and we'll take it from there. You know, so it's not unreasonable. Even if it was, a hooker, you know, it's like, well, why don't you meet me here for cocktail? I mean, if they were real and they were there, you know, and I'll have the money when you show up. So it's up to them to show up. You meet, you hook up, you pay her, and you do what you have to do. I mean, if you get rolled, you get rolled. If you don't, you don't. But she's close enough. You know, it's I don't think it's a good point.
Are you looking for the girlfriend experience? You want her to come meet you at the bar.
You know, when I was talking to a scammer,
want to know something?
They
if
did
you're
that,
that lonely and that's what you're looking for, yeah. And you pony up the money too sweet.
That was the first time I'd ever heard the girlfriend experience. I thought that meant she was going to be jealous of the people I hung out with. I don't like when you hang out with Joe. He's a bad influence. That'll be $150, please.
Well, that's a little too real. No. Not for me, but I mean,
girlfriend
just saying.
Experience. What does that mean? Cuddling and disappointment?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm paying before leaving here. I don't want to say this. That's why I told you to come to me. I knew you doubted me. I go, to be continued. She goes, huh? So then March 31st, I message her. I just left. I go, hi. She goes, hello. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, excellent. She goes, that's cool. Are you coming today? I go, I'm not in New Jersey right now. I was home. She goes, okay. I go, you want me to come to the Red Roof? She goes, yeah. I go, what's your room number? I'll just call, make sure. I will verify.
Of course.
Of course I will. She goes, when you're ready to come, you come along with a condom at $100 with the dollar sign behind the 100 instead of in front of.
Uh-huh. And one condom, you chintzy broad.
With a $100 steam card. Because that's how you Jersey hookers like to get paid.
Yeah.
In steam cards.
You know, it's hard to crunch them up and put them in the toe of your shoe.
It's a gift card that you can use for video games and stuff like that. $100 steam card. Then text me when you're here. I'll come get you. Sure you will. I'll be standing there with my steam card.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Except don't cash for my safety. I hope you understand what I meant. She doesn't accept cash for her safety.
I don't know as much about the commerce of professionals as one would think. It's not an unreasonable thing to do this by gift card. Because, you think about it, you're walking around with, you know, a wad of cash, and the cops are looking at you because you look like a whore.
So why wouldn't you do like a Visa gift card or something?
Yeah, I don't know why a Steam card in particular. Because
they
want to
play video games.
If you're going to do something like that, and you're a family man or whatever, you want something untraceable, so you use cash.
So right, right. But I'm saying,
in that business, usually a lot of it would be cash.
No.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, I want something untraceable. She's going to disappear.
But it's like, if you want to not get caught by the cops, because this is what you do for a living and it's still illegal here, you know, having...
Caught by your wife or your girlfriend going, I got the Visa bill. What the fuck is this?
Oh, don't you remember it was little Jimmy's graduation?
I ate out.
I bought Steam cards to eat out.
I go, why is cash dangerous?
Hmm.
She goes, I mean, I don't know if you're a cop or if this could be a setup, and a gift card doesn't indicate any form of payment, so it's safe for both of us.
That doesn't sound right.
I go, if you were concerned I was a cop, it would be insane to message me and offer sex for money.
Out of the blue, yeah.
If I was a cop, you'd already be tracked, arrested, and behind bars.
Right.
Oopsies! That didn't work out. She goes, I don't accept cash for the first time. I'm going to get you when you get here. I go, tell me what you'll do. She goes, I said, you will get me. I wanted to know what you had in mind. She goes, okay, just I have to be careful about it. I go, why? She goes, man, I don't accept cash for security reasons such as rape, cops, set up. You know, many times those presidents will get you right in the ass.
Wait a minute. I don't accept cash because of rape? What? Wait.
Everybody knows rapists like to leave cash tips. Here's a 20 for your troubles.
Oh, man. The disconnect is too big.
Man, I don't accept cash for security reasons such as rape, cops, setup, and harassment. I was being set up last week while a friend of mine got arrested.
Well, ironically, I'm being set up right now.
Yeah.
I like that apple.
Yeah, really?
So her name is Anna, which must have been on the profile because she's never mentioned it to me.
Oh. Okay.
So Joe, Anna is what we'll call her for many years from now if you ever get to the clips. Okay. Anna, you already offered me a whole menu of sex options for money. You told me where you were. If I was interested in getting you in trouble or harming you, that would have already happened.
Right.
Yeah. She goes, nope, it not possible. That's why I didn't tell you my room. When you get here, I know what to do. I just don't accept cash for the first time. I go, well, if I was a cop, I wouldn't need your room number. If I was interested in harming you, I would have tried to see you last night. You don't trust me.
Well, you don't even know me.
I'm saying she doesn't trust me.
Oh, right. I know. And you're butthurt about it, aren't you, honey?
A little.
Yeah, I can tell.
She goes, I don't accept cash for the first time payment. I only accept gift card for the first time payment due to rape and harassment issues. You fuck alone. No friends involved.
Oh, I thought she was calling you a fuck alone.
I don't know. She said you fuck alone.
You fuck alone.
Sir fuck alone. I haven't had a girlfriend in 20 years. My name is Sir fuck alone. Your most royal majesty.
From the Hamptons.
Oh, you have a very big forearm. What's that for? Because I am Sir Fuckalone.
We are from the Hampton Fuckalones, good man.
My word, it's Jim Hitler.
Sir Fuckalone.
You might have known the white viscousy fluids in the moat.
God, that's a big moat.
Yes. They are populated by Coney Island whitefish, if you will. She goes, why is it hard for you to get gift card? I use cash and trade of favors. She goes, I'm sorry, that's my themes if you can't let it go. Gift card and don't indicate any form of payment, so it's safe for me and you. I go, they are often traced. She goes, hell no. I go, you never heard of iGod? I don't know what iGod is.
I never heard of iGod.
She goes, is the store far from you? When you're ready, come along with a condom and a $100 Steam card. Then text me when you get here. I'll come and get you. It's all simple. I go, well, you also said condoms are optional. Now you say I must have one. I paid attention to the menu.
Yes, but it's also like, wait, only one? That's all you get?
I'm going to make it last.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Turn it inside out.
No, that's not how it works.
So I say, I must have one. She goes, maybe when you still want an hour, then I can accept cash from you. I go, how many clients do you have? She goes, at least up to 25 or more then. I go, where are they usually located? She goes, New York, Jersey too. I go, where are you from originally? She goes, my mom, Colombian, my dad, America, Virginia Beach, live in New York. Colombian women are very pretty quite often. I love Virginia Beach. I used to work there. What part of New York? She goes, Yonkers. I'm from Yonkers.
That's so sexy.
Yonkers.
Oh, yeah. That's very hot.
I go, seriously? She goes, yeah. I go, you're not far from me. When you get done working, let's meet at your favorite restaurant and I'll buy you lunch. She's only an hour drive.
Yeah. Why not?
She goes, I never take anyone for granted, especially the one who put trust on me. I just consider myself really blessed to actually have someone that trusts me, and I don't want to do anything to disappoint them or break the trust. This will really work out, and you're really going to love my pussy, and you will call for more then.
Hello, yeah. I'd like to order a pint of pussy. Did you want the steamed dumplings with that? No, we'll just have the pint of pussy.
Who put the anchovies in the pussy? It's salty and fishy. I don't want it no more.
It's not for everyone.
She goes, you'll need to make half deposit of the payment to book an appointment with me. I go, what happens if your pussy loves my dick?
Will she buy it a steam card?
That's what I'm wondering.
Will they cuddle for the oxytocin at night?
She goes, I'm going to fuck you no limit. I go, don't say no limits if you aren't willing to get freaky. I may blow your mind.
Wait a minute. And no limits? Wait a second. The clock is ticking. I'm afraid our hour is up.
I'm going to take it to the limit.
Okay.
She goes, I don't think we should be, I think she meant arguing, but she said urging. I don't think we should be urging. Let's get this done. I go, not arguing at all. She goes, well, I've been robbed many times. That's why I changed my means of payment. But I'm not here to cheat, but to build trust because you seems cool and we can make this regular. So why should I lose a good customer like you?
We can make this regular. You haven't banged once yet. Calm down.
What, Joe?
I like the way she says she's going to fuck you to the limit. It's like Scotty from Star Trek is going to be there. I said, you got no more. You better come now before she's blows.
She's going to blow. That's what I'm hoping for.
She goes, we should be having fun by now, not arguing. If you can't make the upfront payment, another way, and stop wasting my time. No!
No!
No! I am here to waste your time.
You have your game and I have mine.
Yes. I go, I invited you to lunch at a restaurant of your choosing. Clearly, I don't want to harm you. She goes, or come over to me. I could pay you in Kohl's cash. That's untraceable.
Kohl's cash.
What? What? What, no?
That's how all the whores do it.
Well, I bet they shop at Kohl's.
Yeah, I've seen them.
In Kohl's cash, that's hysterical.
I happen to have some of the wives on hand. She won't miss it.
Now, here's the deal. Will. If she says no, she's definitely not a guy. Kohl's cash, any red-blooded woman will go for Kohl's cash.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She goes, forget about it then. Forget about it then. I don't accept cash for the first time. I go, it's not cash. It's a form of payment used by frequenters of the dark web. Untraceable and useful.
Yeah, and ha.
It's a guy.
Not an American, not a woman. You don't know what Kohl's cash are.
Shame, slut.
Shame. I shame you.
She goes, gift card, Steam card, or Google Play card, eBay card, or Apple card. At all the card I accept. I go, do you have Zelle? I can transfer the money directly into your account.
There you go.
She goes, my friend have it. I can ask from her. Should I? Dope! They have Zelle.
They have Zelle.
Yeah, you ask too many questions, you're going to get an answer you don't like eventually.
And you know who uses Zelle?
Bank of America!
Oh, sorry.
I use Zelle.
Sorry.
I don't know your friend. We'll figure something out when your pussy truly yearns for my dick. We will get it done.
When it yearns.
What? No?
It could yearn. It could yearn.
It's a yearning, yawning gap.
I don't know about yawning. Is it that tired? Well, it would be. She has 25 customers.
Its lips are open.
Yeah.
She goes, if you surely send the money, she's going to tell me. So no doubting, okay? Yeah, I go, yeah, I don't want others involved. She goes, I'm not telling her what's going on, just to let her know someone wanted to send me money. That's all. She's not going to question me, and it's safe. I go, what's the name on the account, and what's her Zelle handle? She goes, waiting, how much are you sending? I go, I have to think about it. Not sure if I just want to meet you, forget this whole thing, or making you come like a fountain.
And how much is that? How much is that on the menu?
On my menu?
No, I mean, it's
I'm going to make her come like a fountain.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, oh, it's by the hour.
Yeah.
How much can she come in an hour?
You'd be surprised.
If there's a train traveling.
I'll tell you. I don't know how much, but I know where she'll be coming from. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. When she comes. I wonder if you could still sing that song in school anymore.
I am never singing that again.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Oh.
Oh.
She goes, don't doubt me. I knew you were going to enjoy me. It only valid for 10 minutes before sending. I go, what do you mean valid for 10 minutes? She goes, she's going to be busy after 10 minutes. That's why I'm trying to let you know. I go, send me a few pictures of you. And she sent some pictures of me. She goes, of her.
Of her.
She goes, how much are you sending? I go, you've not given me the info for Zelle. It's ericcruz14086@yahoo.com. Eric Cruz, send it now. Now, I did try to get this account deactivated, but you really can't do anything on Zelle until you get scammed, and I wasn't about to do that. So,
oh, yeah.
Eric Cruz, did you try to Google search who Eric Cruz could be?
Yeah, obviously, Joe.
Yeah, but Eric
it's a popular name.
Yeah, but also it's not a female name.
Correct. I have to run out for a few minutes. If I send you $500, what do I get? She goes, I can be with you for 2 days. Enjoy each other giving you any style you want. I go, come on. For that money, be more specific.
Wait, hold on. She just gave you the whole laundry list, and she says, I charge by the hour. It's $100 an hour. You're offering $500, and she's going to offer up 2 days?
Yeah, but I'm going to make her come like a fountain.
Oh, so maybe she gave you a discount.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, so that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm not selfish. She goes, have you sent the money? No, you won't tell me what I get for $500.
You know.
My services include 69 sex with condoms and without condoms, anal sex, escorts, deep tongue kissing, blowjob, etc. Now, does the escorts mean...
Escorts.
Is that like a Ford escort?
Etc. Yeah. Deep tongue, blowjobs, Ford escort. Wait, what? No, I think... I don't know why she threw that in the middle of the menu.
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
She goes, gonna fuck you no limit. Are you doubting me? I go, the name on the account is Eric. Is he your pimp?
Yeah, I'd ask.
She goes, send it there. Let me know once you've sent it, okay? I go, is he your pimp? She goes, yeah, send it there. I go, okay. She goes, have you sent it?
Here's the guy. Where's the dough?
Yeah. I go, not yet, babe. I will. She goes, I have to be sure. How much are you sending? I go, if I send you $2,500, can I have you for the week?
Fair question.
She goes, yeah, I'm available. Seems you're playing games with me. I go, I'm not. Why would you say such a thing? She goes, yeah, because saying something else. Thought you said you're going to send it now, and you're saying not now. I go, I asked you a question. I said I will send it. I am at one of my investment properties at the moment.
Mm. Nice dangling.
She goes, okay. I go, you'll only be with me. I go, you'll only be with me for money, right? She goes, you didn't. I go, what? She goes, honestly. I go, what you? I go, what? You want me to pay you for your services, right? She goes, I'm not after your money, but the company that sponsored my need, I have to send it to them. So now somebody sponsored her to be a whore.
The company that sponsored me?
You know what's not? I can't wait to meet her and look at her ass and see Pennzoil on her left cheek.
I was just gonna say, does she have like? You know, those stickers on her miniskirt. What is she talking about?
She's like a racehorse. Yeah. A race car. She's a race car.
Like a racehorse. Back to horses. Yes. You got a one-track mind.
I go, the company. I don't understand. She goes, yeah, I hook up for a living. I go, right. So you need my money or otherwise you won't hook up with me, right? She goes, yeah, that's the truth. I go, okay then. Well, it's the end of the month and rent is due, so I'm collecting money to pay you to hook up with me.
Ah, okay.
She goes, okay, I have to be sure how many minutes does it take to send the money. I go, it's quick. You'll be notified when it hits your account, which is true.
Yeah.
She goes, because I don't want you to send the money there after some minutes. I go, this company brought you to America? Why? She goes, going to be busy, won't be able to talk here.
I'm going to be busy doing what?
I thought it was a guy named Eric who was your pimp. She goes, I'm using this account because he's close to me for now. I go, tell me about this sponsorship.
Yeah, and she talked about her girlfriend, and all of a sudden, her girlfriend's name's Eric.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. I am having lots of problems with the logistics.
She goes, tell me she would be heading to work. I go, who is she? Eric is a man, right? She goes, when we both meet in person, we're going to talk about it. She goes, Eric is man, which is her boyfriend name. I go, okay, and you're pimp, right? She goes, at the moment, you're waiting my time. I think she meant wasting.
Yes.
Yeah, you're waiting my time.
I go, stop saying that. If you say that again, you can forget this whole thing.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm wasting your time. She goes, no problem. I go, so you want to forget it? She goes, I don't have time for this. Over an hour, you said you want to send the finding some excuse. What did you want me to feel if you really want me? I go, no. I told you I'm collecting rent to pay for your services. If it's going to be this cold, I don't need your services.
Well.
Good day, madam.
I said good
well, I don't
day.
Know if she's the madam, Joe. I don't think I've found the madam yet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wow, this is the teller.
Yes.
I don't... Good day, sir.
She goes, okay. I go, I'm spending my time trying to get to know you. I invited you for cocktail lunch. I've been very nice.
Yes.
She goes, I can understand you, but do you want to... What I'm asking you is that it remains how many minutes for you to send the money. That's what I want to know. I go, Anna, how can I know? I have to collect from many people, some of whom don't want to pay. But what offends me is when you say I am wasting your time, like I am just some fucking transaction. What are you laughing at?
I am.
I don't see this as being funny.
Oh no, it's not funny at all. I'm so sorry. You're having a terrible time with your long-time girlfriend. Yeah, that's it.
She goes, okay, that's what I'm trying to know. I'm sorry for that. Hope you're not mad at me. I go, I'm just having second thoughts because of it.
Oh, no.
She goes, I'm sorry. The reason I said it was because after like this before, I found out he was playing games with me. I tell you every single detail about me because I trust you. Never let me regret it. I may look like someone you cannot trust, but I tell you I can be trusted more than anyone else on here. Well, I don't know about that.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I go, you don't trust me, but I'm supposed to trust you?
Yeah, really. This is like a problem that a lot of your relationships as fake Davin come down to, aren't it?
What's that?
Trust. I don't know why that's such a problem.
You know, it's hard to really know somebody in a few minutes of talking.
They don't seem to have a problem with that.
She goes, okay, let me know before sending the money. Okay, babe? Ooh, a babe. Oh, a babe.
Babe.
A term of endearment. I go, if you give me your account information, you will know immediately. She goes, did you know how to send Bitcoin? I accept Bitcoin, too.
Oh, no. Ask if she accepts Dogecoin.
I go, I don't have Bitcoin. It's bad for the environment. And it's true, it is.
Oh.
Because all the machines used for mining, which is how you get Bitcoin, and some of the ways you get Bitcoin, but mining new coins, it eats up a lot of energy, heats the planet and everything. Yeah, it's all a thing.
What?
Yeah. I'm not explaining it to you now, but it's a thing.
Okay.
You can look up how cryptocurrency is bad for the environment.
All right. I'll have to look that up because I'm like, it sounded fake.
No, it's real.
Okay.
She goes, you can get to the nearest Bitcoin machine it more easily and faster. I go, I could have just met you and shown you a great time in person if we're focusing on ease. She goes, what do you mean? I go, last night I was 25 minutes away. You didn't trust me, so we didn't meet. You might have missed your chance for true love.
Oh.
What?
Oh, my sweet summer child.
She goes, honestly, it was you. I truly want to come to you, but you don't want to send me money for Uber, so it's not my fault. Honestly, I told you where I was, in a public and safe place. I would have waited outside and paid your Uber. I told you as much. You don't trust me. That's fine. But maybe if you had taken a chance, you would have met your soulmate.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
I'm not.
I don't trust you at this moment.
I know, I wouldn't. But we're alone in this locked room.
She
Idiot.
Goes, it's because you don't trust me. I have a lot of experience going through things like this for real. I am honest, trustworthy with you. No, you're a lying, scamming whore is what you are with me.
Ding, 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 ding.
And you know what? I don't even think this person's a whore, which is the thing that offends me the most.
It really is an egregious...
That's the thing I can't forgive.
No, it's completely outrageous the way she's just like throwing that out there as lure.
Yes. She goes, I'd like to meet you. If you send me 50, yes, I would be there, but you didn't want to send me. It's not my fault. I go, yes, I know, I'm a client to you. I get it. If you had taken a chance instead of $50, maybe you would have gotten much more. I get it. You want a strictly sex-for-pay relationship.
What's wrong with this?
She goes, would you like to make love with me?
Oh.
Oh, we are no longer fucking with no limits. We are making love with her.
Wait a minute now. Oh, she fell for you instantly.
Not instantly.
No, during the arguing.
That's really the only way to fall in love with me.
Yes.
I mean, if you're expecting sweet words, no. But if you want an argument, I'm your man. I mean, I've seen Joe look at me longingly during some arguments.
Yeah, that is what binds you.
Yes, it most certainly does. She goes, would you like to make love with me? I go, I know if I do, it will cost me $100 an hour.
Well, yes.
She goes, yeah, but what I feel is that you don't really have it in mind. I didn't say that. I go, I just don't pay for sex usually. Do I come across as desperate to you? And I have to say, on a real level, I'm getting a little tired of this type of... I'm only getting a little tired of these scammers. Now that I, you know what, when I was in my 30s when we started this, you know, I was like, all right, I'm not of that age. I don't know what they're thinking. Now that I'm in my, now that I'm 48, I'm starting to think, do I look like I need this? Apparently, I look like I need this. Apparently, I look like one of the bleacher bums in Joe's podcast history. Now I'm starting to get annoyed at appearing to need this.
See, now you know why, exactly why I'm so irritated by getting the senior discount at the bakery when I didn't ask for it.
But you are a senior citizen.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, what? No.
I don't know what the age is. I mean, yeah, I get the emails.
Yet.
But okay.
Not yet. Give me a couple minutes.
I go, do I come across desperate to you? She goes, let's agree we both don't understand each other better. How I do my things are this way. If I'm going to come to you, you have to make half deposits. And if you want to come to me, you come along with a con and a steam cart, $100 for an hour. I go, I understand. I asked you if I seem like the type of guy who needs to pay for sex.
Ah, yes. This is not something you want the answer to. Nobody wants the answer to that
question.
No.
I want the answer.
You want the answer?
I trust this person's opinion.
Oh, God.
She goes, don't know. We just meet. I go, and the first thing you did was ask me to pay you for sex. You must think I'm desperate.
No, she thinks she's all that.
Maybe. She goes, I don't think you're, but that's how we do book appointment with each other. I go, I understand that. She goes, okay. Let me know when you want to have, when you, and you have the money with you, babe.
Oh, okay.
I go, how many hours do you want me to book with you? She goes, it's on you because I wish to have a good time with you. I go, just tell me how many hours you want to spend together. She goes, just for today, 4 hours. I go, and do I need to pay for each of those hours, or are some of us getting to know each other for free?
You are looking for discounts from a professional. Unbelievable.
What?
There's no coupon in this.
She goes, it's on you. Seems you're not looking for sex. I go, I never said that. I go, you want sex for 4 hours. I can do that. She goes, okay. She goes, so are you ready to make your payment? I go, just dealing with a few more tenants.
Oh, as you're walking along, you're grabbing the rent money, and now you're negotiating how you're going to spend it.
I'm a businessman.
Of course.
Don't doubt me.
I'm sorry. Whore. No. I didn't give you my price menu.
It's only a matter of time. I want the girlfriend experience, which includes snoring and a CPAP machine.
But the wife experience does.
How much for the lack of sleep?
Oh, just ask Mr. Hilks about our accounting.
Yeah. How much for you to stop at Wendy's on the way home for a nice home-cooked meal for the wife experience, Pip?
Oh, you know what? Our wedding wasn't that expensive, so that's how, whatever that was.
How much for you to put the roaster chicken in the bed for the Joe's wife experience? How much does that cost?
What's a roaster chicken? $6?
How much does the canning at all hours at night cost?
Oh, wait a second now. You know, it all depends. Yes. What am I canning?
She goes, okay, you're getting in the can.
I'm getting it.
She goes, okay, let me know when you've gotten the money with you. I go, how much is 4 hours? She goes, for the first time, pay $300. I go, okay, 4 hours for $300. If I make you come 4 times, you pay me.
Oh, see, now, you know, then she's like, now she's like, do I let go? Do I like think about math? You know, I mean, it's difficult.
She laughs. I go, do we have a deal? She goes, you want sex. I'm not forcing you. I go, you want sex and I'm not forcing you.
There you go.
She goes, let me know when you're ready to make your payment. I go, do you guarantee satisfaction? She goes, yeah, that's for sure. I go, if you're not good, I'm going to ask for a do-over until you get good.
What? By whose standards?
Mine. I'm the client. Yeah, the customer's always right.
Yeah, but if you come, that means that it's satisfactory, correct?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Like, do math?
I'm not going to come.
Oh, God. That sounds... like torture
for all. Remember, that's prolonged intimacy with me, so nobody's gonna be happy. So nobody's winning in this scenario.
Don't do that. No, don't be cruel. Funny.
She laughs. Don't doubt me. We should be having good times already. I go, you'd already be sleeping with a smile on your face.
Awesome.
She goes, you're coming, right? I go, she goes, get steam card. Don't send the money to the Zelle. I go, why? She goes, she's not available anymore. I go, ugh. She goes, she's already out with her boyfriend. I go, what happened? Who happens to be your pimp? She goes, get steam card only. I don't want to use it anymore. I go, and I was just about to send you $300 via Zelle.
Ah, call their bluff.
She goes, don't get Steam card. I go, that is a pain in the ass. Where do I even get that? I wish you would take the cash. She goes, do you want to send the money now? I go, I don't know. I'm starting to think this may not be legit. Send, don't send, send. It's getting very hard to fuck for 4 hours. 4 hours all of a sudden.
Oh, and you're getting so upset about the Steam card issue that you're not going to be able to do it for 4 hours anymore? How much time does the Steam card allow you? I mean, mentally, physically. I don't know what I'm talking about.
She goes, you're the one confusing me because I don't want you to send the money and start doubting you. I go, no, I was going to send money directly to your pimp, but then you said no. She goes, the matter is that you have to let me know before sending the money. You're not going straight with me, to be honest. It's got to be like her friend. Listen, you're going to get this money. This is not Eric Cruz.
Did she just say the manager?
No.
Oh, I thought.
The matter.
Oh, the matter. Oh, I thought the manager. I'm like, isn't there a crew?
I go, why? As soon as he gets the money, he'll be notified. She goes, I have to know before you send the money. I go, why? As soon as he gets it, Eric will tell you and I'll come and rock your world. Pretty straightforward. This is a cocky John, by the way.
Yeah, very.
Joe, were they cocky in the bleachers?
Were they what?
Were they cocky in the bleachers at the podcast?
No, not really.
Okay.
What?
See, and this is the thing. I mean, and I even discussed this, you know, in certain scenarios last night. I even mentioned it on the show that there are things where we do as a goof. But if you are lonely and stuff, you're not going to be cocky. You're going to be all in on this. You're being cocky because it's a bit we're doing, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, like a real participant, whether you want to call them, you know, the victim, the John, whatever, is just going to be like, how fast can I get ways? How fast can I get to the Red Roof Inn? You know, I mean, like, if they really are that like into it, they're not going to be like challenging her on the rates and what you get and, you know, and be like, I'm going to rock your world.
Let me tell you something. From what I was listening to last night, you've got people that it doesn't even I don't know if because we've been doing this 10 years, you know, and we do it every week, that we're so much in tune with this. But there are people out there that don't really catch on to it, you know.
Sure.
Where, I mean, we, because we've been doing this, it's like a trade, you know, call and trade that we do. So, you know, so maybe there are some people on the bleachers that just don't catch on, go all in.
Yep.
She goes, so when? I go, shortly. I have a tenant complaining her ceiling has asbestos. They always whine and complain.
Yes, they do. I have a hole in my bathroom ceiling. Oh, wait.
She goes, did you have Cash App? I go, I'm being screamed at by this hysterical woman, and you were asking me about a Cash App. I'm beginning to think this is just about the money with you.
Of course it is. Of course it's
Joe,
not.
She is so cold and callous and takes no consideration of fake Davin or real Davin's feelings. I don't like this one.
You know what, though? I mean, you're getting to be such a pain in the neck. I think she's going to cut bait.
How dare you? I am a treat in a dream.
But hear me out. Knowing fake Davin, you want to stop by and discuss this in person.
Wait, were you talking about the scammer or me?
No. I think we got off on the wrong foot. Let me come down. What's the room? Now, you know what? I'm going to go anyway, and I'll be waiting outside. I'm going to see the desk manager. I'll find the room.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you out in.
She goes, I have a
That's
pimp.
What you get for being 20 minutes down the road.
Sure. She goes, I have a pimp for Cash App. That's why I'm asking you. I go, you have a pimp for Zelda too, but apparently he needs to be next to you to get paid. Oh, fuck, her boyfriend is coming with me coming at me with a lead pipe.
What? And you spent time texting
it. As the boyfriend is coming at me.
As one does when a lead pipe is heading their way. Hold on, I gotta text this to my scammer. I mean, my girlfriend. I mean, my whore. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes.
All that.
And you want to know something? I think she's getting perplexed because she's used to her marks that it never gets this far. You know, they probably already sent the money and got screwed over. You know, you're just prolonging this.
Yeah, exactly. It must be, like, weird.
She goes, can't you buy the card online? Or what are you thinking? Let me know. I go, I think I just got hit with a lead pipe.
What are you thinking? You just talked about a guy chasing you with a lead pipe.
I'm thinking, ouch.
I'm thinking hospital.
This is what she wrote to you?
No, remember, I just said that the tenant's boyfriend came at me with a lead pipe. She goes, so what are you thinking? Let me know. I go, I'm thinking I just got hit with a lead pipe.
And you want to know something? She's probably thinking, well, we were going to roll the son of a bitch once he got in the room. He just got hit with a lead pipe. He keeps going. Yeah. You know? This is gonna be a long night with this fucking guy.
Or it's going to be easier than we thought.
She goes, "Not. I don't want confusion with you. Want us to be convinced with each other." I go, "I don't understand." She goes, "Don't you have Cash App?" I go, "What do you mean convinced with each other?" She goes, "I have two minds with her boyfriend. That's why I asked you, did you have Cash App?" Two minds, I said. She goes, "She told me her boyfriend is going out. Did you have the money with you already?" I go, "He doesn't have to do a thing. It goes directly to him. I just got attacked and you don't even care."
I just told you I got hit with a lead pipe and you're discussing.
Catch on quick.
Really?
She goes, "Hmm, attacked how?" I go, "I just told you, the lead pipe."
She's not following it.
No, and I like the way she says, "Hmm." She's probably going, "Hmm, we were going to hit him with a lead pipe." Yeah. Is there somebody else out there? Jesus Christ.
She goes, "Oh, sorry. Hope it's not that serious." I go, "It's pretty fucking serious, Anna."
I got hit with a lead pipe. It's pretty fucking serious.
That's one of those minor lead pipe attacks.
When I do that clip in 2 years, that's going to be the title of that segment.
<I know. laughs> Oh my God! It's not in the library with the candlestick. It's a lead pipe in the hall.
Pretty fucking serious, Anna.
She goes, "For real, I wish to be there with you." I go, that's sweet, but I'm sure if you get assaulted, that will cost extra. She goes, "Okay, I'm going to be waiting for you then. Let me know before you send the money, okay?" I go, "Well, right now I'm being taken to the hospital, so there may be a delay."
I'm concussed and bleeding from the head.
She goes, "Okay, hospital, that's serious." I go, "Yes, it's serious, and the police are involved." She goes, "Okay, stay safe." And I say, "Thanks."
Stay safe.
And that's where we will end it for today.
Oh, my God. Stay safe. It's beyond staying safe. I am no longer safe.
Safe has left the building.
Really?
Oh, my God.
So there's some new things here. Let's discuss.
Yeah.
Well, that's you.
Yeah. But that would be us.
That would be you guys.
Oh, wait. Joe, we're supposed to talk now.
I'm going to hit you with a lead pipe.
Yeah, but wait. This is so bizarre that she started off with the proximity and was just pretending like, oh, just come over. But, of course, you are not falling for that.
No.
Fake Davin knows better. But
you know what? There is the point, like, oh, shit, what happens if she shows up to Chilango's?
Right? Oh, my God.
I mean, there is that doubt initially.
You know, but the thing about it is, with the proximity, Pip had the correct, long night, the correct assumption that, close, give the card, you know, right down the road, and then you show up. I want the card first, then you show up, and there's nobody there.
Oh, but how funny in real life, you are doing a gig, you're at the club, and all of a sudden this obvious, like, drunken prostitute wobbles in looking for Davin. What do you do?
I see she went to buy a t-shirt.
Sick of a caco show.
As long as she doesn't interrupt your set, who gives a shit?
Oh, she'll interrupt the set. We all know how that's going to be. That's the first thing she's going to do.
Right.
She's going to interrupt everybody around.
Little talk. Sucking a cock.
Well,
it's on the menu.
It is on the menu, so it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
So this was a quick money upfront scheme.
Yeah.
That's what this was. But we are now on, like, day two of this. We've already dragged this out for a few days. She's already in deeper than she wants to be.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what she said.
We've also seen a willingness to take money through Zelle, which we've never seen before.
That's crazy.
Remember, when we started this, Western Union was the preferred, or MoneyGram. Well, so now we move to Zelle.
Yeah, so now
because you got all these cards, like Zelle and, what's the other, PayPal and stuff like that. So it's actually moved, the technology has actually moved forward.
Well, no, it seems more like the platforms that they're using, if they get enough attention and enough problems from obviously being in cahoots with people who are committing crimes, because, you know, law enforcement is doing their best to try to crack down these things. If the companies themselves get enough attention, those platforms, they're going to have to move on to other things. And of course, because money grubbers are always out there, other platforms will pop up so that they can move to those.
I do wonder. To me, this would seem less effective than a romance scam, but it would also seem less time consuming. Yeah. Unless you encounter me.
Yeah, they're not counting on you.
But like, because like you pretty much know, you should know within short order, I would think an hour at the most, whether this is paying off or not.
Sure, sure. You would.
Well,
think.
That's why I'm surprised that I don't really give it another day. I maybe half a day.
Excuse me?
Excuse you? Yes.
You wouldn't have given it this long. I've gotten her 2 days already with her.
I don't care how many blue pills you take. This is short lived.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah.
You guys have no faith.
Of course. Do you know us?
We've already made it to another episode of next week's show. So you know.
I know.
You're bringing her way past her pay grade.
I am. I mean, but she's dealing with a lot of nonsense from me.
She's entertaining the idea that you. Well, first of all, the shenanigans about the negotiating. She's probably like rolling her eyes so hard they're stuck in the back of her head. But also that you're talking about collecting for money. I mean, she's probably heard weirder things. But then you got hit with a lead pipe, and she's like, "Okay, stay safe."
So. Hope it's not serious.
So feeling, you know.
Hope it's not serious. Nah, it's one of those minor lead pipe attacks.
Yeah. What, do you only have bamboo where you're from? Do you know what lead feels like? Silly.
My mistake. It was a pipe cleaner.
Yeah, I know. No, this is very interesting. I love all the different ways they come at it. I hate all the ways they come at it. But it's really fascinating to see. Okay, here's another way to look out for this. This is another thing that they might come at you with, because it's like, who the hell, you know, hits you up on any platform and says, "Hey, what the fuck?"
You'd be surprised. I hit up a lot of people that way. But this is not really a romance scam. This is a lust scam.
Yeah.
So we haven't encountered this is going after horny guys. It's got to be predominantly men.
Oh.
Horny guys that I really didn't think existed until Joe corrected us. I mean, I guess this does work. They wouldn't do it if it doesn't work. But right. To me, it just seems so ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, look, I know none of us are winning any Mr. or Mrs. America contests
right now.
Excuse
me?
I'm sorry, but
I'd be a fine Mr. Rhode Island. It's a smaller state. Why not?
There are beautiful, beautiful people out there.
Thank you.
And there's like other people, and then there's
seems
people
to be a your problem, not a me problem.
Then there are people who are truly unfortunate looking.
He's sitting right there.
Oh God, I'm sorry, Joe. But you know, there are people who are really banged up. They just, you know, it happens. You know, they just
it happens. Life happens. Like a friggin' Mack truck.
Well, there are people who are not aesthetically beautiful on the outside.
But it's Instagram.
And they have trouble Instagram ruins people's self-esteem. But I'm saying that there's people that just, they have a really hard time with self-esteem issues because of that. Because of how society makes them feel about themselves. But also, they have trouble because, really, a lot of people are very superficial. So they don't get a lot of play. Maybe they don't have any game because they don't feel good about themselves. So the idea that somebody, anybody's reaching out and going, "Hey, want to fuck?" might be, like, just the appealing notion that they were looking for. Anybody.
Want to fuck? No limit.
Yeah. Want to fuck? No limit. That is what I've been dreaming about for the last decade. Yes. Yes, I'm all in. How can I throw money at you for that? You know?
Zell. All right. let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire. Thank you, Sensei Russ Ferdico, for your continued support.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Russ. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello was open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for that special event. Sweet 16 wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Also, they also have an outside pavilion, which is for a beautiful summer afternoon or a Friday night to sit with a drink and have a great meal. It's beautiful. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we have coming up?
In the fall.
In the fall, experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions. He mentioned them for your comic. You want to go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us 551-404-3094. Joe, what you got coming up?
I ain't got a goddamn thing.
All right. August 12th, I'll be in Monroe, New York at the Apex Brewery. And earlier in the day, I'll be at Arcadia University or college in Pennsylvania somewhere. Come see me walk around another university. But come to Monroe, New York to see me at Apex Brewery. And on Wednesday, August 23rd, I'll be in Hoboken, New Jersey, hosting trivia at the Lone Wolf Tavern. It's free. You get prizes. So come on down. I've done it before. Filling in for my buddy Ryan Marr. Looking forward to doing that again if I can figure out the sound, which is not as easy as it should be. Fun show. Good stuff tonight. Learn some things. We'll continue with Anna and Elon next week. We'll see what else comes up. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on. Oops, I didn't get that queued up. I stink. I need to have a talk with me. Keep on listening.